And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me at this conference. I'd like to take a moment and share a brief statement with you. Today is the feast of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and it's my one-year anniversary as Archbishop of Milwaukee. Little did I imagine, as I was welcomed by the people of Milwaukee last January 4th, that one year later I would be making this announcement today. However, after careful consideration, planning, and really much, much prayer, the Archdiocese will file a petition for reorganization under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Parishes, schools, or other Catholic entities that are separately incorporated under state law, such as hospitals and charities, are not included in this filing. In my installation homily on January 4th, 2010, I spoke of the devastation of sin and its effect on us personally and as a community. We see the results of that sin today. This action is occurring because priests, perpetrators, sexually abuse minors, going against everything the church and the priesthood represents. Everything said today or in any discussion of the impact of clergy abuse on the church pales in comparison to the harm that has been done to the individual victim of clergy sexual abuse. The abuse was sinful and it was criminal. It was nothing less than deplorable. I will never stop praying that the healing power of Jesus Christ in some way can bring peace and reconciliation into their lives. As a result of the horrendous actions of a few, there are financial claims pending against the Archdiocese that exceed our means. Our recent failure to reach a mediated solution with victim survivors involved in lawsuits against the Archdiocese, along with the November court decision that insurance companies are not bound to contribute any financial settlement, made it quite clear that reorganization is the best way to fairly and equitably fulfill our obligations. Our obligations include a commitment to, one, do as much as we can, as fairly as we can, to compensate victim survivors with unresolved claims, both those with claims pending and those who may come forward because of this proceeding. And second, to carry on the essential ministries of the Archdiocese so we can continue to meet the needs of our parishes, parishioners, and others who rely upon the church for assistance. After consultation with advisors and with the Archdiocesan Finance Council, I am convinced that a Chapter 11 reorganization is the best way to achieve these goals. It enables the Archdiocese to use available funds to compensate all victim survivors with unresolved claims in a single process overseen by a court, ensuring that all are treated equitably. In addition, by serving as a final call for legal claims against the Archdiocese, the proceeding will allow the Archdiocese to provide closure and resolution so we can move forward on stable financial ground focused on our gospel mission. We will continue to outreach to victim survivors as an ongoing ministry of the church and a priority of this Archdiocese. The Archdiocese is working to the best of its ability to ensure nothing like this will ever happen again. In the past, we were part of the problem. We've become leaders of the solution. Our stringent policies and practices enforced by the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People are the most rigorous of any institution in the country and are keeping children safe. Before taking this drastic action today, we worked for more than two decades to meet the spiritual and financial needs of victim survivors. Since the late 1980s, we have directed increasing resources towards providing financial, psychological, pastoral, and spiritual support to victim survivors. Over the past 20 years, we have spent more than $29 million to cover costs associated with this tragedy. Since 2002, we have sold property, liquidated savings and investments, eliminated ministries and services, cut archdiocesan staff by nearly 40%, and put all available real estate on the market in order to free up resources. As a result, we have succeeded in reaching mediated settlements with nearly 200 individuals. But in the end, our available resources fell short. Many Catholics may feel disheartened and frustrated by this development. I've experienced the same emotions. We are here because of one reason: priests sexually abused minors. For that, I feel deeply ashamed. As your Archbishop, I apologize to victim survivors and to their families for the harm, pain, and suffering they are experiencing. I also want to apologize to all the faithful, priests, religious, and laity whose good works may have been tarnished by this ongoing tragedy. While this bankruptcy does not apply to parishes, schools, or other Catholic entities, I know it's a difficult time to be a Catholic. But with humble hearts, our people persist. They come to Mass. They support parishes and schools. They contribute at record levels to support the mission of the Church. They do countless good works through Catholic organizations. With their support, the Church can continue to serve hundreds of thousands of people and make major contribution to our communities, even as we proceed with this reorganization. Catholics carry on because they understand that while the human dimension of the Church mirrors all of humanity's failings, the Holy Spirit guiding her ultimately prevails. To the people of the Archdiocese, I say, your faith is the rock on which we build a renewed church in southeastern Wisconsin. This is what gives me hope and confidence as we enter into this process. The reorganization process will have its challenges: a small penance to pay for the harm that has been done. But it will lay the groundwork for a new beginning. Like a damaged tree that is pruned drastically, I firmly believe our archdiocese will ultimately grow back healthier and stronger, as long as our own faith remains rooted in Jesus Christ. There will be many more questions to answer as we move through this legal process. Our website, www.archmill.org, will serve as a repository for information. I promise to share information as it becomes available in an open, candid, and straightforward way. In closing, I know that God is with us always, just as He is with each victim survivor, each of their loved ones, and all the faithful who make up the Church. We are placing our trust in God, who is our strength and our hope, to lead the Church in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee to a bright and stronger future. God bless you all.